This is Estrel Fretwell, Director of Public Affairs with Missouri Farm Bureau, with this edition of Around the Kitchen Table. Our guest today is Chris Chen, Director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We'll be talking about her new role as the state's Director of Agriculture and some of the programs in the department, particularly a new initiative they just announced. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thanks, Estelle. It's a pleasure to be here today.
First, just tell us a little bit about your background when you took over as director and some of the impressions so far.
Well, I'm a fifth-generation farmer from Clarence, Missouri. My husband, Kevin, and I raise hogs, corn, soybean, hay, and children on our family farm. We also farm with his mom and dad, and it's something that we want to be able to pass on to our children. So before I became director of agriculture, I was involved daily on our hog farm and our family feed mill, which we make all the feed for our livestock. And so I took care of all the financial and the production records on a daily basis. But now I get to come to Jefferson City every day and represent all of Missouri's farmers and ranchers and make sure that I can do everything I can to protect and promote the industry that we all love.
And I bet you're still involved in that farming operation.
I am. Being a farmer, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So on the weekends, you can find me very active on that family farm, still playing an important role to make sure that we have a farm to pass on to our kids someday.
And when did you take over as director and give us some of your impressions so far?
Well, January 10th was my first day, and it's been an exciting time for me. It's been fast. I've learned a lot about things in the department that I had no idea were going on. But what's been, I think, the best part is getting to meet the people who I didn't know before and learn from our employees firsthand some of the things that they do, the contacts that they have with Missouri's farmers and ranchers and the consumers as well. I've also enjoyed traveling the state to meet farmers and ranchers and hearing things that they need us to do at the Department of Agriculture to make life easier for them.
So we hear about this Department of Agriculture. What does a department do? Well, what are the functions of the Missouri Department of Agriculture?
Well, there are many functions. We are in charge of grain regulatory, so we do all the inspections of grain that gets shipped out of Missouri for trade internationally and nationally. We also are in charge of all the fuel pumps and the propane meters as well here in the state. So if you pump in a gallon of gas into your gas tank, we want to make sure you're getting a gallon, that you're not short or long.
Person probably wouldn't think about that when they pull up to that pump, that pump is regulated and that's done by the Department of Agriculture.
Right. You know, it's not something that people connect to agriculture, but it's a very important role that we play in everybody's daily lives because we want to make sure they get the right amount. We also go into grocery stores and we check scales and we do price checks. So if an item says it's $1.99, when it gets scanned across the scanner, we want to make sure it rings up at $1.99 as well. So there's a consumer protection component there. We also make sure that we can help promote and educate about agriculture in the Department of Ag and make sure that we open new opportunities for producers every opportunity that we have. We're also in charge of animal health. We want to make sure that, you know, if there's a disease in the state, we know about it. We can, you know, ensure proper biosecurity protocols to make sure that we can contain that. We just want to make sure we're here to protect our livestock industry as well. We're also in charge of the kennel program. We inspect dog kennels as well.
Okay, well, a lot going on. How many employees in the department approximately?
We're approximately at 350 right now.
Okay, and those are not all in Jefferson City.
No, we have a lot of field staff throughout the entire state. They're going around checking grain elevators, doing the inspections, checking grocery stores, the fuel pumps, just being the face of the Department of Agriculture to make sure that they are protecting consumers and farmers and ranchers.
Well, let's get into this new program that you announced here just recently. I think it's called MORE. Tell us a little bit about that initiative.
Well, I spent my first 100 days listening, not only to farmers and ranchers and consumers, but also my employees as well. And in that listening process, I learned that there were always opportunities for us to do more. And so we just developed four pillars. That's going to be our vision for the next 4 years at the Department of Ag. What is it going to take for us to feed more, reach more, connect more, and empower more? And so from those four pillars, we want to have the opportunity for our employees to give us feedback, you know, what they see from a firsthand experience on the front lines so that we can help shape this program into something that's beneficial not only to farmers and ranchers and consumers, but to our employees as well. The overall vision of MORE is to revitalize and you know, make our rural communities strong and vibrant. But at the same time, we want to bridge that gap to the urban-rural divide as well. We want people in the urban areas to realize that we're everybody's Department of Agriculture and that we play an important role in their family and their lives as well.
So how is this going to play out? You've announced a program. It sounds like it's somewhat in the development stage. You've set the goals, but then how does it play out as far as how you reach those goals that you have set?
So on the Feed More, we want to be working more closely with food banks. We want to raise awareness about the need that is out there for people who are food insecure in the state of Missouri. One out of six Missourians is food insecure right now. And so we want to bring awareness to that. We want people at the Department of Ag and farmers and ranchers and consumers alike to realize the value of food choice in the grocery store, and that maybe some families can't afford to purchase organic or whatever the latest fad is. And that's great. That's a food choice. But there's also a lot of families who don't have that opportunity, or who maybe it's just not important for them to spend their food dollars in that manner. So we want to bring awareness to that, the importance of food choice and the importance of making sure that our food banks have adequate supply of food to help those who truly need what farmers and ranchers are producing on a daily basis. As far as Reach More, we just want to help bridge that urban-rural divide. We want to do everything that we can to help reach out into the urban areas to answer questions, to make sure that accurate information about farming and ranching and the food that we produce is portrayed. Not everybody's going to agree with every method of production in agriculture, and that's okay. But we want to make sure that people have the avenue to have facts, and that they know the information they're getting is coming from somebody who cares, and that it's factual, so they can make a wise decision for their family. The Connect More, it's all about rural broadband. You know, the biggest challenge that we have in rural America today is bringing that next generation back home to the family and farm. We send our children off to get educations, and they get used to having access to great internet, great cell phone service. And that's really hard to draw them back home. But more importantly, while they're at college, they've learned about the new technology available for agriculture, and they're unable to implement it. You know, our farmers and ranchers are using more computers in their tractors than ever before. Drones, all that technology, we've got to have high-speed internet. And it's got to be not 10 up and 2 down or whatever that is. We've got to have fast internet. We need the 100 gig internet. And so, you know, our message is Missouri won't settle. We're going to do what we can to bring all of the people to the table to have those important conversations, to get that foundation laid so we can connect every last mile in Missouri. You know, it's not only important to agriculture, it's important to rural health care, to our rural schools and our rural communities. It's going to be like having water and electricity on the farm. This is the next thing. We have telephone. Now we need to have rural broadband. And this is something that we need to have to keep America connected. We don't want to have a divide of urban and rural. We want us all to be one America and one Missouri. So we're going to, you know, we don't have the resources to do a lot, but we're going to make sure that we can help have those conversations to make sure we can move this broadband initiative forward. And the Empower More, that's all about empowering farmers and ranchers with what they need to tell their story. But more importantly, it's about looking within at the Department of Agriculture and looking at all of our rules and regulations that we have and making sure that they are not over burdensome to our farmers and ranchers and that they're necessary. You know, there might be a rule on our books that was very important 30 years ago, but today it's outdated or it needs to be updated. And so that's one of the things we're going to look at. We're having a comment period right now from June 1st to July 31st, where consumers, farmers, and ranchers can all go online. If there's a specific rule or regulation that is prohibiting them from doing their job or that they think we can improve upon, they have the opportunity to comment, give us their ideas, so that we can take that information back and look at it and make changes to the rules and regulations that we have in the Department of Agriculture. We're also going to have a listening session, we hope, at the State Fair. The plans for that have not been finalized, but we are going to have a table in our ag building where people can come in and comment that way. That way, if they don't have access to high-speed internet, like so many farmers and ranchers don't have today, they have that opportunity to make that comment. They can also mail in comments to us at the Department of Agriculture as well at 1616 Missouri Boulevard, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102. So we're trying to give people as many opportunities as we can to make that comment and have their voice heard.
The reviewing of the rules and regulations, that is something, as you indicate, you're doing with the department, but that's something that I think Governor Greitens has placed as a challenge for all state departments. Is that not correct?
That's correct. You're going to be seeing this statewide because the governor truly wants this to be the citizens first. He wants to hear from them. He wants to know what we're doing in the state that is helping them or not helping them. He wants to get rid of the burdensome regulations that's prohibiting their ability to bring that next generation home to the farm or start that new business or to do whatever they want to do in their life, in their personal life. If there's something that Missouri is doing to hold you back, he wants to know about it. He wants to be connected to you, and he wants us in state government to be working together. You know, he wants us working closely with Department of Natural Resources, Department of Economic Development, Department of Labor. There should be a coalition going on among state governments so that we are truly here to serve the people of Missouri and make sure that we realize that this is the taxpayers' money and we need to be very responsible with that money and good stewards of that money. And so he feels like the best way for us to do that is to open up comment period and let the people of Missouri talk to us.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing more about the MORE program and the success that the department's having with that. And as you indicate, if people do want to make a comment on rules and regulations or other aspects of the functions of the department, they certainly have an avenue to do that with the department right now.
Right. They can go on our website at agriculture.mo.gov, and there's a place there where they can click on it, or they can mail the comments in, or they have the opportunity to comment at the State Fair August 10th through the 20th.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the State Fair. This is an annual event. What's the purpose of the State Fair?
You know, the State Fair is a long tradition here in the state of Missouri. Families come to enjoy looking at the livestock, looking at the 4-H and the FFA projects, seeing a concert or seeing a tractor pull. You know, there's many things that happen at the State Fair. But most importantly, it's an opportunity for our youth to show off the hard work that they've put in all year long to raise that animal, or, you know, whatever their project might be, if it's growing corn or soybeans. It's their opportunity to shine. If they have a prize-winning ham at their county fair, they get to bring that to the state fair. And it allows the students to have an opportunity to share the story of agriculture and to tell their personal story. You know, a lot of kids in the summertime, they don't have to get up and do anything, but farm kids do. They still have chores. They might be involved in sports like some of their friends, but their days start a little bit earlier and they end a little bit later because of their responsibilities. So this is their opportunity to shine and show off the hard work that they've worked so hard for throughout the year.
And of course, as you indicate, August 10th through the 20th, that's Sedalia. People can buy tickets as they go to the fair, or they can buy tickets at certain locations, I think, around the state with a little bit of a discount. But anyway, it's a great event each year.
It is. They can buy their tickets at the gate, or like you said, they can buy them in advance. I think there are county Farm Bureau offices mm-hmm. that have tickets as mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. So they have that opportunity. But, you know, we just encourage everybody to come out to the fair. If you've never been there before, you really should take a day with your family. There's a big carnival that's going to be there. There's a lot of great music talent that's coming up at the fair. And if you like tractor pulls, that's the place to be as well. There's also horse shows as well as livestock shows. So it's a great opportunity to come out and spend the day with your family.
And I might mention at the Farm Bureau building, you can get 25-cent milk if you want to come by to get that. Just put in that little bit of a plug.
And it's an air-conditioned building.
It is air-conditioned. That's correct. Well, listen, Chris, it's been great to having you on the program today. Anything else you'd like to add about what the department's doing or some of the goals that you have for the department?
You know, we're really just trying to put a face on farming and ranching. That's been a passion of mine for many, many years. You can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date about what's happening with the department. But more importantly, if you have a picture of something that's happening on your family farm or ranch or at the county fair, share that with us on our page, because we want to help display that message and share your personal story, because that's what we're here to do, protect and promote agriculture.
Well, Chris, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Estelle.
This concludes today's podcast. Please join us next time for Missouri Farm Bureau's Around the Kitchen Table. Mm-hmm.